Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Ruth King is here. Ruth is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, one of the smartest people I know. She's the CEO of ProfitabilityChannel.com, the author of a number of books, including The Ugly Truth About Small Business. And she's here with a very important message. Ruth King, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to be back.
Always a pleasure to have you back. One of the things that is the most troubling for any small business is when we lose a customer. Not only do we lose the revenue, but sometimes it hurts our feelings, doesn't it?
Absolutely. The real issue is you can lose a customer for two reasons. The major reason that people lose customers is indifference. The customers think you don't care because you never talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
But a smaller reason that people lose them is because they didn't like the product, they didn't like the service, but that's a very small reason. And if you've got a guarantee, you generally give the customer their money back and they go on happy and there's no hard feelings. But that's a very small percentage. The majority of the time is that customers think you just don't care. You never mm-hmm. send them a thank you note, you never talk to them after
so,
they purchase.
So you're saying it's not the customer's job to wake up thinking about us in the morning?
Yeah, right.
Don't you think some people believe that, though? Some businesses, they apparently think that that's the case because they don't contact the customers.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It is just, it's amazing. We've done, I divide groups, customers into two groups, one which I call an active customer and another which I call an inactive customer. An active customer is somebody you've done business with in the past 18 months. An inactive customer is, I'd say 18 months to 5 years or 19 months to 5 years
mm-hmm.
because after 5 years, they don't remember who you are.
Right.
If you haven't talked to them in 5 years, forget it.
Right. Yeah, you got to start all over again. So what do we do? How do we turn this around?
Well, actually, it's easier now than it used to be. When you get a new customer, get their email address. Promise you're not going to spam them. Promise you're just going to give them a little bit of information here, there, now, and then. Once a month, 5 minutes of reading is not a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Just to keep them in, your company in their thought process. And you can also send them newsletters, which can be electronic these days. You can send them postcards. You can send them, we really appreciate you, letters. Crazy things you can do on the anniversary of when they bought from you. Send them an anniversary card or a birthday card or, something crazy.
Anything.
They'll remember it.
Any kind of contact, because when they wake up in the morning, the chances of them needing what you sell may not be high. If you sell cars or tires or paint or that kind of thing, they're not likely to be thinking about you every day. But if you're a restaurant or something, that might be a little different. But the main thing is stay close to them, stay in the proximity. Try to stay within the proximity of a decision to buy whatever you buy. I mean, what you want is you want customers to, when they think of something you sell, that you want them to think, okay, who was the last person to contact me about this? And it should pop into their mind subliminally if you've done a good job, right?
Absolutely. And there's ways if it's business to business or business to the consumer, there's two different things. If it's B2C, you can put magnets on the refrigerator. You can send them pot holders
right.
with your name on it. There's so many creative things that you can do that just kind of stick around and stay on in their subconscious totally. Like if they need a plumber or a heating and air guy or an electrician or a landscaper or a pest control guy or someone like that, just have a little thing on the refrigerator. Now, granted, there are some stainless steel refrigerators that make it difficult to just get the peel-on stuff rather than that. But there's ways around it. There's definitely ways around doing
right.
that.
Stay close to your customers. Don't let them think that you there's a line that you go up to where that you don't cross, and that is the line that says, we're glad you do business with us. We're glad we know you. What can we do to help you? And beyond that line is when it gets annoying. You go, so you don't cross the line, but you just let them know, hey, if we can ever help you, we're right here. And by the way, while we're contacting you, here's something that might be useful.
Yep, absolutely.
All right. What's another way to not lose a customer?
That's the best way is do that. The second thing is to ask for referrals. Because if a customer refers you to one of their friends, one of their neighbors, one of their fellow church members or synagogue members or something like that, you know that they are at least thinking about you when somebody says, oh, my gosh, last night I walked into my house and it was hot, and I needed to find a HVAC guy, for example, because it's hot out now. And if he remembers your name and you're a heating and air guy, guess what? You know, they know that you're in a situation where you have that customer and there's some loyalty in there.
There's some investment there, isn't there?
Definitely. And you can promote those types of things. You can have referral giveaways. You can do thank yous for referrals. Some people actually bribe people by saying, you know, for every referral you give us, we give you $10 or $50 or, you know, whatever is appropriate for your industry. I mean, and that's another way just to keep on top of mind with everything. One of the cool things that we've done over the years is for a B2C type thing, is a cookie jar. And a really cool cookie jar that is fired and, you know, looks good.
Would
and
this cookie jar have cookies in it?
Absolutely, when you get it.
Okay. Well, I'm there. that would get me quickly, especially if they're Toll House with pecans in them. Yeah.
But reality is the cookie jar is good enough to sit on the homeowner's kitchen counter, and inside the top of the cookie jar lid is where you put your company name and your phone number and email address. And it becomes a conversation piece. Mm-hmm. And where'd you get that cool-looking cookie jar? Oh, my plumber gave it to me, or my electrician gave it. What? And they go over it, and they open the cookie jar, and there's your name on the inside of it. And
This is a genius idea, Ruth. So all the people who are listening that I do business with, this is the way to get to my heart. Send me a cookie jar full of cookies.
Toll House with pecans.
Toll House, chocolate chip Toll House, exactly, with pecans. That's what I got to have. Ruth, give us your website, please.
The best one is
www.divaofthedollars.com. Divaofthedollars.com. I like that. Going to take a quick break.
It has all of everything in it.
It's got all your videos and all that stuff in there, right?
Yeah.
And the books and everything. So check it out.
Yep.
20 after the hour. We're going to be right back with Ruth King. Ruth King, she'll have more genius ideas like the cookie jar thing after these messages. I'm Jim Blessing. Abe, stay with me.
Time to be alive. I need to walk on the wire just to catch my breath. I don't know how or where, but I'm going. It's all that I have left.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.